This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Syrian state media reporting an Israeli airstrike hit a military post in Hama province, the latest in a series of such attacks in recent weeks. Israel declining comment but has expressed alarm at the presence of Iranian-backed forces in the country. The strike occurred hours after Israeli troops safely evacuated hundreds of so-called White Helmet civil defense rescue workers and their families from Syria. Yaakov Lapin of the Begin Sadat Center for Strategic Studies called it a humanitarian effort.
There was a real concern that these people would be targeted by the Assad regime. I think it's also important to point out there has been a non-interventionist policy. At the same time, approximately 5,000 Syrian civilians have received life-saving care at Israeli medical centers and hospitals since 2013. So there has been a very wide humanitarian effort by Israel, at least along the border area.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the operation was the result of requests by President Trump and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Authorities in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb went off near Kabul's international airport, killing at least 16, wounding 60 others. It occurred just minutes after first Vice President Abdul Rahid Dostum returned from exile. Dostum was not hurt in the incident. Islamic State claimed responsibility for the bombing. Chief of Staff of Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed says the country must pursue multi-party democracy. Currently, the country's ruling Ethiopian People's Revolutionary Democratic Front has held all parliamentary seats since 1991. Prime Minister has announced sweeping reforms since taking office in April, including the release of opposition figures. This is VOA News. Trump administration has launched a campaign aimed at altering Iranian state behavior. A U.S. official insisted it is not aimed at regime change. The campaign kicked off late Sunday with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo delivering a speech titled Supporting Iranian Voices, directed at the Iranian diaspora. Foundation for the Defense of Democracy's analyst Benham Ben Taliblu attended the speech and speaks with VOA about how effective it will be.
Well, I think this will be judged by whether it's a predicate for future action. I don't think a single speech is going to be able to accomplish anything, but hopefully it will set a key series of things in place. One, greater civic engagement by the Iranian-American community, especially on Iran policy. And two, clear, strong, and direct public diplomacy from the White House to the international community, and specifically to the Iranian people, signaling unified support for the Iranian people and pressure against the regime.
Earlier, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned the U.S. against pursuing hostile policies, saying war with Iran would be the mother of all wars. Later, President Trump warned Rouhani never to threaten the United States. Iran was jolted by a series of moderate and light earthquakes on Sunday in a mountainous western region in which officials said 150 people were injured. Quake in November killed 600 in 2003, a quake that has killed 26,000. Two U.S. lawmakers have urged strong sanctions on Russia to discourage any attempt at interference in the November U.S. midterm elections. One of them is Republican Senator Lindsey Graham, who had a message for President Trump.
Harden our electoral infrastructure for 2018. Mr. President, Dan Coats is right. The red lights are blinking. Get your entire government, which is doing a lot of good work, but nobody knows about it. Sit down with Congress and the administration, and you lead this nation to hardening the 2018 election process before it's too late, not just from Russia, but from others.
Senator Marco Rubio, appearing on the CBS program as well, Face the Nation, said the U.S. election will try again. The Russians will try again to affect it. Trade, geopolitical tensions, putting global economic growth at risk. G20 finance ministers meeting in Buenos Aires. IMF chief Christine Lagarde attended the summit and said global debt is also a big threat.
It stands at $164 trillion, which is 225% of GDP, of which the private sector accounts for two-thirds. Public debt in advanced economies is at levels not seen since the Second World War.
The G20 ministers describe the overall world economic growth as robust. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.